Hey guys, ici your Huckwei leader upgrade Polo. Mama is here and it's very suitable for this video because this is only for luxury quiz to buy one. Those of you who like freehold, this is the one for you. The Robertson Opus. This project is by Fraser's Property, CK Sui House, 348 units, TOP 2029. I don't know how to pronounce the name Opus, Opus, oh poor unfortunate souls. Let's hope you are not one of them, man. Before I review, I hope every buyer of this project, you huat until you
cannot recognize yourself.
You all know the latest cooling measure, right? Whatever you buy today, you can only sell it after 4 years to avoid SSD. So what is the impact? If you buy a good one,
creme de la creme,
you can hold for 4 years or more, the appreciation will continue to grow. The saddest part and the biggest impact is you buy a
shit de la shit
and you'll regret for the next 4 years. So always buy something that you can exit with 100% certainty. So many of you go to Opus. So many lux kui here. This is how it looks like now. And they're going to turn it to... Do you see the change? Very cute, right? Last time I review, I never say car park lots. Now I will do some research for you guys. There are about 278 residential car park lots, around 80% of the total units. Usually people who owns one bedder, they don't own a car here lah, because car very expensive ma. You have a one bedder here and you buy car, I look down on you.
Boo boo boo.
This is a location for your Opus. Long time never see blue color plot, right? This is a light blue plot. It means it's for commercial and resi. And it's very near MRT there. If you walk here, cross the road, it's about 260 meters. Now let's look at the site plan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blocks. And a usual swimming pool. Walao, where is my favorite? Tennis court. Minus point, minus point. Now let's look at the unit mix. Sweet. 1 beta and 2 beta consists about 66%. And usually people buy for investment. That means the 3 and 4 beta only consists about 34%. Straight away from here, you know that this project is targeting investment one.
Who stays here, man?
Again, I want to tell you want to make money, you need to think about exit strategy first. So who will buy here to stay? Always think about whether you can exit or not. Because buying is the easiest. Just buy and nua ma. But what if you buy and you nua and you lose money?
Then you cry.
Now I'm going to show you the floor plan, the indicative price, and my average price per square feet. And this project is about what? 10 story. So my average price per square feet will be about 5th floor lo. And take note, this is a freehold land. I think Fraser only for donkey years. So the floor plan is not harmonized. It's an old calculation. Means aircon latch is included in the built-in area. So the first floor plan, suites 431 square feet. What is suites, yeah? Lose money, bitter leh. Starting from 1.37 million, my average 1.42 million, 3,330 per square feet. If you want to make 300,000, means you need to sell this property at
4,000 per square feet.
Everything is possible. It only depends when only ma. But for all the freehold lovers, it's possible. Never think about appreciation one ma. Oh, I'm going to hold for life. Okay. You'll hit $4,000 at the end of your life. All the buyers who buy here, I will wish everyone huat and not becomes a old, poor, unfortunate soul. Do you know what you can buy with this average price? 1.4-ish million. You can easily buy a 3-bedder in OCR. And you buy today, you can collect rental immediately. And that will give you roughly 100k returns. And 4 years, we don't talk about 400k returns, we talk about 300k returns. And you want to be conservative, we talk about including rental income. Next layout, 1-bedder, 495 square feet. Starting from 1.58 million, my average 1.63 million, 3,300 per square feet. This per square feet is based on the old calculation. You want to convert to a new calculation, you just need to add 5% to compare. If you know, you know lah. Don't know, you watch all my videos and watch all the ads. Thank you. Same thing lah, you want to make 300,000, you need to sell at 4,000 per square feet. And at this price range, you can easily get a 3-bed, 3-bath in OCR. Next layout, 2-bed, 2-bath, 689 square feet. And this kitchen cannot walk away because there's no window here, so it will be induction. From 2.17 million, my average 2.22 million, 3,220 per square feet. You like to cook, then you get a bigger 2-2. 2-bed, 2-bath, 721 square feet. This time, there's a window here, that means you can walk, I don't have the starting price, so I'm going to guess. Average 2.32 million, 3,220 per square feet. Hey-yo, this price, easily you can buy a 3-bedder in City Fringe. Near MRT and shopping mall. Next layout, 3-2 plus study, 926 square feet. The study is here. You can can also turn into storeroom. This one can work, hey? Starting from 3.1 million, my average 3.2 million, 3,460 per square feet. It's at this price because it's freehold. It's for all the freehold lovers who don't really think about appreciation. Because at this price, you can easily get a very new, completed, leasehold 4-bedroom near MRT and possibly a shopping mall. And the renter is about 8,000-9,000. Huh? Too cheap, got a bigger one. 3-bed, 3-bath plus study, 1,152 square feet. This one can work, hey? Starting from 3.68 million, my average 3.78 million, 3,280 per square feet. Last one, 4-bed, 4-bath, 1,539 square feet. Starting from 5.07 million, my average 5.2 million, 3,380 per square feet. This price can also get a city fringe freehold lender, which has a better appreciation than condo. Because lender is a better asset class than condo. If you buy 5 plus million, you are the king of the condo. But for lender, you are just near the entry level. Means lender got more upside lah. Now let's talk about schools. Schools is important for resale value and it's near 1 kilometer to your river valley. But as I say, this project only 34% is 3 and 4 bedder. So most of the people buy here is for to rent out one. Then you have new neighbors every 1-2 years.
How exciting, right?
And to know whether the launch price is good or disgusting, I'm going to use this tool which is just beside you, the Pier at Robertson and UE Square. Ayo, why suddenly you come here? Mama is here. Remember to subscribe and bake your huat kueh. So first one I'm going to use is just beside you, called the Pier at Robertson. Freehold 206201 units. So the gap is 23 years if Opus completes in 2029. Last 6 months only got 3 transactions. Most importantly, they got make money or not? Very good. 219 11 unprofitable.
Oh, poor unfortunate soul.
So what have you observed here? Now you understand why I asked you to go for OCR or good city fringe project. Because those good ones, they have 0 unprofitable. I repeat, 0 all profited. Let's see the profits first. One bedder 19 years, 562,000. 19 years leh. 2 bedder kept for 22 years, 1.63 million. Not too bad lah.
Wow.
2 bedder 4 years, 640k. This one good. Don't know what bedder 4 years buy during COVID, 711,000. This one good, this one good. How about losses? Don't know what is this. Held for 13 years, lost 82k. 1 bedder 7 years, minus 111,000. 2 bedder 10 years, lost 161,000. Now let's look at the recent transaction. Sadly here, don't have 3 bedroom transacted. If we take the 2 bedder, the average is about 2,004 per square feet. So now let's do the gap together.
When Opus
completes in 2029, the gap between the pier will be 23 years. And for 23 years gap, I'm using $40 per square feet difference. $920 per square feet. Then you add on to 2005, Opus should be selling around 3,004 per square feet. I can say that
Opus
indicative price is quite decent. Now let's go for the next comparison. UE Square, 929 years, consider freehold lah. 1997, 495 units. Which means the gap between
Opus
completion date and UE Square is 32 years gap. Very good. 225 profitable transactions and 38 unprofitable.
Wow.
This maybe there are 3 or 4 better. Hold for 15 years, 1.65 million. Very good. Because it's a big project. Because got tennis court ma. This size hold for 26 years, 2.13 million. 1 bedder 18 years, 522,000. 2 bedder 26 years, 1.3 million. So what have you learned? Don't hold a property for too long You can sell, buy a better one, like newer one, then sell, buy, sell. How about losses? 1 bedder 5 years, minus 55k. This size kept for 14 years, minus 100.
Wow!
Minus 580, minus 1.1 million. So is freehold the safest? Now let's look at the recent transactions. In the last 6 months, only got 6 transactions and their 3 bedder is about 2,002 per square feet. Let's do the gap together. When
Opus
is going to complete in 2029, the gap between UE Square and
Opus
will be 32 years. So I'm using $35 per square feet. $1,120 per square feet more. That means
Opus
should be selling at 3,300 per square feet. Which means the indicative price is not disgusting lah. Now let's summarize. For location, I like because it's near MRT and the MRT can bring you to my favorite 10N shopping mall quite fast. And they got 1 kilometer to River Valley, which is considered a good school. And there's a lot of makan
Atas makan.
And for that, I'm giving 7. Launch pricing, developer not disgusting lah. Since it's freehold, at least 3,000 over per square feet for freehold lovers, I'm going to give 6. Exit strategy, whatever price you buy today, you want to make that 300,000-400,000 lah. You need to prepare yourself to sell at
4,000
per square feet. And for that, I'm giving 3. Overall service score, 5.3 stars. So let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I'm going to guess 30% and my wife 50%. This is my company's WhatsApp number, 880. 0606070. I really hope you won't become a old, poor, unfortunate soul. The good news to you, I'm actually eyeing this one or two projects. So I hope that it's going to launch soon, so you don't miss. Subscribe and see you in my next video.